phasers for stun and prepare for warp speed. It's time for the We Got the Geeks movie talk.
All right, hello. It's time to hunt witches and giants and douchey kings played by Stanley Tucci. And welcome to another movie talk. And joining Case Stu and I in the studio this week is a veteran of the show, our super friend, the outrageous Kimmy.
Yay!
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
No problem. Before we get to the reviews, we're going to be, first of all, reviewing Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, and Jack the Giant Slayer, which you recommended to us.
Yes.
And thanks to Ryan for getting us copies. But before we get to the reviews, so we know last weekend was Comic-Con, because that's all I've been talking about for 2 weeks.
And San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, Cass's been getting annoyed.
Whatever.
But a couple things I wanted to discuss with you, Kimmy.
Okay.
So first of all, we know you're a big fan of Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
And next month there's actually a Phineas and Ferb meets Marvel Superheroes special that's coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which they announced at last year's Comic-Con. And for those of you that are living under a rock, it's about two genius kids and their platypus who is a secret agent.
Perry.
Agent P. So they announced at this year's Comic-Con that next year there's going to be a crossover with Star Wars, our Phineas and Ferb special.
That's very interesting.
And they've said that the plot is going to be Phineas and Ferb live on Tatooine, right next door to Luke Skywalker's farm. And they somehow get their hands on the Death Star plans, and they must return them to the Rebels. Apparently their sister doesn't like that and tries to stop them. And there's a Dr. Darthenschmerz, and he creates a Sithinator, and somehow Perry is a rebel who gets trapped in carbonite.
Okay.
So thoughts on that?
Sounds interesting. I guess I'll have to wait and see the one with the Marvel people first, and then I'll worry about the Star Wars one later.
Well, Disney owns everything, so they can team up with anybody. But yeah, the superhero one's next month, and there's Iron Man, Spider-Man, and the Hulk, from what I remember, teaming up with them.
And then they also have the bad guys with Dr. Doofenshmirtz, apparently, somehow, as well. There's some bad characters.
Yeah, the Red Skull's on it, but no Captain America.
Yeah.
And I want to say Venom, I think, who likes to eat brains, so that's pretty good for... And the kid with the pointy head, which one is that, the triangle head?
That would be Phineas.
I saw him in an Iron Man armor in the previews.
Triangle head Iron Man?
Yeah, like it's slammed shut and it was a triangle head.
Interesting.
How does he put his shirt on?
I don't know.
So maybe we'll see a Phineas and Ferb meet the Muppets, because Disney owns that too.
That would be great.
I would enjoy that. I like the Muppets.
That would be awesome.
So, yeah, that was a day one announcement, which I immediately messaged you about.
Yes. I got excited when I saw that.
And the one I know you were excited about, because you actually put it up on your Facebook, the announcement of the Batman-Superman movie.
Yes.
Which may actually be called Batman versus Superman now.
Really?
If rumors are correct, yeah. Oh. So that's the sequel to Man of Steel. And... any thoughts on who you think should be the new Batman? We were talking. It's going to probably be some young guy if they're going to want Justice League movies, too.
Yeah, they're going to want to continue with the same guy because what's-his-name isn't doing them anymore.
No, he won't do them anymore.
He's kind of old anyway, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take that voice anymore, either.
What's wrong with it?
Great movies, but after a while, the voice grates on your last nerve.
Where is she? Where's the other truck?
And I don't know how he does it, because my voice hurts after a minute.
Yeah, he's got to smoke a lot of cigarettes or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody. Everybody I can think of already has a role that they played that they can't make him Batman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I was telling Kath, if Michael Fassbender hadn't played young Magneto, I could see him.
Yeah?
Or Carl Urban, who was Dredd last year.
I like Michael Fassbender. He would be a good one. But yeah, he's Magneto.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be a hard one. I bet you they're going to have to find someone totally young, brand new, never been heard of before for this.
Like when they cast Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
And it's got to be someone who's not like a skinny Reed compared to Henry Cavill either, who's Superman.
Yeah.
And I think they should stay away from using the Joker, too.
I agree.
It's too soon after Heath Ledger. People will be too busy comparing.
Heath Ledger did such an amazing job as the Joker. Oh, I think. I loved his Joker.
Yeah, he was great. I think they're going to use Lex Luthor, probably, because they kind of hinted at him a little bit in the first Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe the Riddler shows up.
Anybody can beat Jim Carrey's Riddler.
I could beat Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Yeah.
With one hand tied behind my back.
Yeah. I don't know. That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for you, I know you're into the Lego superhero games.
Yes.
And Lego games in general. There's a Lego Marvel Superheroes game coming out with, it looked like a billion characters.
Yeah. Every. 100 characters or something?
Something like that. There's even a Howard the Duck in it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Awesome. And the cool thing is Stan Lee's doing one of the voices. They haven't said who.
Mm-hmm.
And Clark Gregg is reprising his role as Agent Coulson from the Avengers in it.
That's awesome.
And that should be out in the fall, actually.
I nearly wet myself when I watched the preview and I saw the Hulk.
Yeah.
I was like screaming. It was hilarious.
Yeah, they showed Lego Hulk and Lego Thing fighting.
Yeah.
And Lego Wolverine showed up a little bit in it.
I wasn't really a huge fan of Lego Wolverine. He just didn't look buff or sexy enough for me as a Lego character.
He's a plastic block, Kimmy.
I know.
That's what you want in your Lego guys.
Yes, but I'm excited for that game. I think it comes out September?
Yeah, I think so. It was I remember it being the fall.
I think September 1st or something like that, I remember. I've already got my Future Shop card ready to buy it.
Cool. It looks like a good one.
Yeah.
And some news for your husband, actually. So we've been joking a little bit in previous comic book shows that there's a serious Archie comic coming out this fall called Archie's Afterlife, or Afterlife with Archie.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a zombie outbreak in Riverdale. So they showed a trailer for the comic book at Comic-Con with the plot where, and it looks like a serious comic. Like Hot Dog the Dog gets hit by a car and dies. And then Jughead makes a deal with Sabrina the Teenage Witch to bring him back to life.
Okay.
And then the dog bites Jughead, turning him into a zombie.
Okay.
And apparently the Archie Comics group are asking comic book stores not to stock this near the regular Archie comics because it's such a serious, scary book.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first story arc is called Rest in Peace, Betty Cooper.
Oh my gosh.
Which means I think Betty's gonna die.
Sounds like it.
I can't wait to read it. By the way.
The Archie gang are like, they have so many weird crossovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
Don't get me started on the crossover with Glee.
Glee, Kiss.
The Punisher was my favorite. I think they should meet Star Trek next.
Or Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah. So that's insane. And, the zombie still has the Jughead-looking crown on it, too.
It's just not nice. Jughead without the crown, though. It's got to be on him. Tarnished and bitten or whatever.
Yeah. So, that'll be out in the fall as well. It's actually written by one of the writers of Glee.
Really?
Yeah. So, that'll be interesting, I guess.
Hi, maybe they can bring Finn Hudson in.
Too soon, Kim.
Oh. As a zombie?
As a zombie, yeah. See, I love Finn. Rest in peace.
That is too soon.
It is.
That's Kim, folks.
I was sad.
Wow.
That's how I deal with my my sadness. I joke.
That works.
Okay.
I was telling Kat, I was reading in the Entertainment Weekly about where he got his start, and I have to break open one of my old Stargate Atlantis DVDs, because I guess that was his first speaking role.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was on one of the later episodes of SG-1, which Hunter put the clip up of on the day he passed. But yeah, I guess he walked into a room on Atlantis and said, the ship's ready to go or something, and that was his whole line.
Ah, he's a good Canadian boy gone too soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Did you hear what the Glee creator said the other day?
I've heard many things.
Like, they're going to keep the show going.
Yeah.
But he said he would have actually canceled the show.
Unless Lea Michele was the one that said, we have to go back to work. People have mortgages and bills to pay and everything.
I guess,
I commend her for that.
Well, she was dating the guy. It's got to be tough.
Yeah.
I guess the third episode in is going to be the tribute to him.
The first two episodes were already written, and they're Beatles-related episodes.
They must have dropped some serious change for the rights to those songs.
Yeah, and then the third one is going to be all about Finn and his death. And then they're going on a indefinite hiatus.
Yeah.
To figure out where they're going after that and to mourn him.
Yeah, they must have had to rewrite a bunch of stuff, though. Because Kath was saying, well, I watched it, too. He was an integral part of the show.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Did he... I didn't watch the end of the season. I just got too busy with work and having to actually sleep and get up in the morning. But I heard he had gone back to college or something. Is that what...
Yep, he went back to school. He was going to teacher's college. Puck didn't go to school there, but he was his roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he went to New York City and he beat up the guy that Lea Michele was dating.
Yes.
And said, keep your hands off my future wife. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much how they left him.
No, he agreed to come back and coach the Glee Club with Mr. Shu.
Yeah, but that's...
But then after he agreed to do that, that's when he was off the show in rehab, so that he wasn't on the show again at the end.
Yeah, but that's how they left him and Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Was, keep your hands off my future wife. And then Buddy there was like, yeah, Finn came and beat me up. And that's how that ended. So, what?
How do you think they're going to kill him off? That's the big question.
They can't do a car crash because they had Quinn in that.
True, but they can't do drug-related.
No, that would be terrible.
That would be just too painful for everybody.
Yeah.
Heart attack?
I don't know.
Like, what can they do for someone young and...
Like, they can't do a school shooting.
No.
Because they just did one.
They just did that?
Yeah.
And they did it on Degrassi.
So, clearly, we have to stay away from that storyline.
It's Degrassi-owned. How horrible that's going to be for them to have to relive this character's death.
Seriously,
Yeah, for sure.
I watched Jane Lynch on The Tonight Show, and I watched her almost lose it talking about him. And yeah, that's very sad.
She's been on a few talk shows, but talking about her new Hollywood Game Night show. Have you seen it yet?
I have watched it.
Hilarious.
Yes, love it.
And I feel bad for her, because obviously these appearances have been scheduled forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing... Obviously, they have to ask. It's not like they can't talk about it. Mm. But she almost broke down on The Today Show. She almost broke down on...
Craig Ferguson?
Was it Ferguson or Fallon?
I think he said Ferguson.
It might have been Ferguson. Yes, it was on Ferguson because he almost broke down because he used to be on drugs.
Mm.
And he's like, that could have been me. And he's like, a couple years off from his age, but I was in the exact same thing.
That's
that could have been
scary. Because have you ever seen him serious on that show?
No. So, you know, they're talking about it. They're talking about how sad it is. And then... Awkward pause, and he's like, how do we get out of this one? Like, she's there to talk about a game show of all things, and she's like, man, Hollywood Game Night, and they just got, like, snapped out of it, but it was kind of like, huh, like, it got really heavy.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't seen too much of the Glee people around, just her and what's-his-face doing his tribute concert or whatever.
Oh, Trouty Mouth.
Yeah, Trouty Mouth.
I know too much about Glee. It's pretty sad.
You do. I'm just laughing that I don't know his name either.
Cordova Street. His dad was John Schneider.
I believe his Twitter handle is at Trouty Mouth. No, it's not.
No. It should be, though.
Yeah, because I follow most of them on Twitter, and I don't go on Twitter nearly as often as I should.
Mm.
He had posted something the night of that concert, but I don't know if they haven't really said... too much on there.
No.
Which, I mean...
Most of the people that have said anything are kind of the side people, like the occasional characters.
Yeah.
Not really the close cast has said much. But, I mean, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even watch the video Kimmy posted.
Sorry.
Jay's like, what are you watching? Because he heard the music start, and I was like, nothing, I'm fine.
Well, you knew what the last thing he tweeted about was, right?
Sharknado.
I saw that.
And that's scary, because it's listed on the Sharknado Wikipedia.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Sharknado, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard all about it. I've seen the posts and everything else.
And on that note, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to our first review.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Kay, Stu, and I are sitting here with Kimmy. Hey, welcome back again.
Thank you.
Hooray! Yay.
And I know I've put you through some awful movies in the past. Bullet to the Head comes to mind, Sylvester Stallone one.
But I didn't have to watch Return to Riverdale or whatever the hell.
Oh, no. Yeah, people still don't forgive me for that one.
Yeah.
But you recommended some stuff this week. Earlier movies that came out earlier this year, actually, which we wanted to see, but never got around to it. The first one we watched was Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Basically, the plot of that is after Hansel and Gretel deal with the witch in the candy house in the old fairy tale, it shows their adventures afterwards where they decide to be witch hunters, hence the name. And Jeremy Renner is Hansel. You might remember him as Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Because that's what I called him through the whole movie?
Yeah, you did actually. So did I. And Gemma Atherton is Gretel. We haven't seen anything she's been in, but I guess she was a Bond girl in Quantum of Solace. I
haven't seen it.
We're not up to that one yet. And Famke Janssen was the witch. And, you know, I've always had a little crush on her. Jean Grey. And Peter Stormare was the sheriff. We know him as the Russian fellow from Armageddon.
Oh, yeah. That's where I knew him from.
We just always call him that Russian guy.
Yeah.
From Armageddon. And I kept asking, where's his Russian accent?
Yeah.
So the first thing I'm going to say about this movie is there was a lot of heads exploding.
Yes. I loved it. The gore was part of its charm.
There was a lot of gore, but it didn't bother me. I thought it was cool.
No, because it wasn't, like, horror movie gore.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't gore for the sake of being gore.
Yeah.
Although it kind of was, but...
A little bit, yeah.
It was kind of cool.
It was.
And I don't like horror, gross, bloody movies. I was like, I like this one.
Yes.
This one is nice.
And it's like starts off right at the beginning when they're kids and they're in the candy house. She stabs the shit out of that witch.
Yep.
Who, for some reason, reminded me of Robin Williams. I don't know why.
I don't either.
I know.
Oh, and then they throw her in the oven,
mm-hmm.
like in the old nursery
rhyme.
That's
what you're supposed to do.
And I believe they said, if you're going to kill a witch, make sure you set her ass on fire.
Yeah.
Which,
yes.
Why wouldn't you? Makes sense.
Just good things to know.
Now, at this point, the opening credits started. And the first thing that shocked us, not the stabbing of the witch.
No.
The fact that this movie was produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay,
yeah.
Who, you know, they're known for producing Anchorman and Step Brothers and...
Talladega Nights.
Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
I kept waiting for Will Ferrell to show up.
That
would have
been great.
As
a witch?
I kind of wish you wouldn't have pointed that out to me.
Because were you waiting for that the whole
movie? I was the whole time. I'm like, well, where's Will Ferrell? Will Ferrell could be in this scene. And I'm like watching all the villagers and everything in the background looking for Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell could have been one of the witches dressed up and you wouldn't have known.
He could have.
I'm a witch.
And he was like, Ma, get off the shed. Ma, meatloaf. So.
Yeah. So that was shocking. I should do a little more research and find out why, I guess. So they establish right off the top that Hansel and Gretel are badasses. And I was upset that Jean Grey was an ugly witch. They kept uglying her up.
Yeah, when she was on looking like Jean Grey, you were okay, and then you were like, no, why are they making her ugly?
It's like Hubba Hubba is Jean Grey.
Yeah, but even her as an ugly witch wasn't as ugly as some of the other witches.
Right. Yes. There's a limit to how much you can actually ugly up Famke Janssen. And yes. It's not true. Far.
Oh, I know.
I'm looking forward to seeing her cameo in the Wolverine, spoiler alert. what else? So, my notes are terrible here. Exploding Dude. I don't remember why that was from that. So.
Yes?
Trying to remember now. Oh. Okay. So, I guess there's this big festival where the witches have to capture all these kids.
Yes.
The Blood Moon, was it called? Blood of the 12...
Monkeys.
No. Blood of the 12 Moons.
Yes.
Which it says here in my scribbly notes. I should mention, anytime they had a fight with a witch in this movie, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the choreography was great, and the fighting, and the, you know, stopping the witches on their brooms or whatever they were using to fly around on.
What blew my mind is how Gretel could take an ass-kicking.
Yeah, but she could hand out an ass kicking too. If you remember the interrogation scene in the jail,
yes,
that was great.
That was.
I think I kept saying "oh" a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
And she also, don't forget, not only does she headbutt Peter Stormare in the face and breaks his nose, I think she bites his nose off too.
She bites, yeah. Mm-hmm. Part of it off.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Delicious nose. Yeah, a lot of exploding heads.
I liked the troll.
Edward.
Yes. Edward the troll.
I kept calling him the big flathead guy until we saw that he was a troll and a good troll.
Yes.
Fixed her up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fell in love. No. No.
That's in the sequel.
There is a sequel coming, actually. Yes. Guess this movie did shitty here, but overseas it made like a ton of cash. So they're doing a sequel. It's in development right now.
I would see that movie, as long as the same two people played the two main characters.
Yeah, I would too. I thought it was funny that Jeremy Renner signed on to this movie without having read a script. He saw a picture of like them walking away from a burning witch that somebody painted. He's like, yeah, sign me up.
Wow. He did a good job.
Yeah, he was great, and I thought it was clever that they gave him diabetes after eating all the candy.
Yes.
At the candy
house. I loved that.
That was
awesome. Insulin shot?
Yep.
Must have been a lot of candy that poor bastard had to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't they, like, eat their way into the house in the story?
Yes. And that made the witch mad.
Like, it had no door, so they just ate their way into the house.
Yes.
Who wouldn't? Oh, another cool effect. There was a guy who got his arms and legs ripped off by vines made by the witch near the beginning of the movie. That was cool. And then the guy that walked into the bar.
Yes.
I have a message from Jean Grey, and then his head exploded.
Everything exploded and flew all over the place.
Blood everywhere. What about the lady friend of Hansel. Should we say that what she really was?
Yeah.
She was a good witch. Good witch. Yeah.
Good witch, yes.
The good witch with the naked ass. Yeah. She was nice.
I kind of saw that one coming, though.
It threw me because he did that cool examination of her early on and said, no, she's not a witch.
Yeah.
What about the kid who was like their biggest fan?
I kind of liked him. He was cute. He had a little crush.
Yeah, I guess so, after what he got to wash off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my. So, let's see. What else do you want to say about this movie, Case, too?
Exploding heads.
Yeah, definitely the fighting was definitely choreographed great. all the actors involved with that. The final showdown at the candy house was pretty cool.
Even their weapons were freaking amazing. For they had old.
Yeah, they had guns and tasers and electrical devices. It was kind of cool that they did that. Even though it was olden times. Oh, and his cool Hansel's MacGyver job of the pumpkin head kid he made to lure the witch out.
Yeah.
That was awesome. A lot of exploding heads. Did we mention that?
And we mentioned the exploding heads.
I didn't like the fact that, spoiler alert, the good witch died at the end. I was expecting her to, oh, I'm back, I'm alive, it was magic. That didn't happen. That was sad. Mm-hmm. Hansel's not getting any anymore. I don't know, what else do you want to say, Case 2? It made $225 million on a $50 million budget. Decent plot, good acting. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 Bare Naked Good Witches.
I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 Trolls.
Case 2? Putting you on the spot once again.
I'm giving it 4 out of 5 Exploding Heads. Because did I mention?
That's lots of gore, but in a good way.
Yes.
Like, it really fit the story.
I wasn't expecting much when I first rented it, but I was pleasantly surprised with how much I enjoyed it.
Us too. And the creatures didn't look fake, which we will get to in the second review. But no, the witches didn't look fake. All the effects were cool. Mm-hmm. They were creepy as hell.
Good cast.
Great cast. Decent enough story.
Constant action. It kept you into the movie from the beginning to the end. There was no boring, like, come on now.
Oh, there wasn't either. It was just action right from the get-go.
Unlike the second movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll save that.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No.
Anyhow, so that's our review of Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. So go out and rent it or buy it or watch it on the computer. And we'll be right back after this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Face front, true believers. John Vollmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Vollmer.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. I'm sitting here with Kay, Stu, and Kimmy, two of my favorite ladies that start with the letter K.
Oh, that's us.
So second movie tonight is another movie that came out earlier this year, which I was looking forward to, Jack the Giant Slayer. It was actually directed by Bryan Singer, and I've been a fan of his since the original X-Men movie. He did the first two X-Men movies and also The Usual Suspects. So I was looking forward to it just for that. It's basically up-to-date modern retelling of the Jack and the Beanstalk story, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a farmhand named Jack who must rescue a princess from a bunch of giants. Jack is played by Nicholas Hoult, who we just reviewed in Warm Bodies a couple months ago.
Woohoo!
And he's also Beast in X-Men First Class and X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yes.
I still can't get over the fact he was that kid from About a Boy. Was that what it was called? The Hugh Grant movie?
Yep. Yeah.
That kid was a beast.
And he's banging Hunger Games chick again.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Because I heard they broke up. And then they started doing the new X-Men movie. I'm like, oh, that's got to suck, being on a movie with your ex-girlfriend. But they're back together.
They are.
And they can have Hunger Game X-Men beast babies.
Sex. Yeah.
In their makeup. And it also starred Ewan McGregor, who I did not know was in this movie. He was the captain of the King's Guard.
You were quite excited.
Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi, man.
He is awesome. He is one of my favorites. I love him.
I haven't seen a lot he's been in, but I always enjoy his movies when I see them.
See, I'm a big fan of him from Moulin Rouge. I enjoyed his singing. He's got an awesome voice.
You know what? The songs you played for me for that movie, I didn't mind. I haven't actually sat down and watched that movie yet. But he was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
With his mullet and beard. It also starred Stanley Tucci, who is Lord Roderick, and quite the douchebag in this movie.
Oh, he is such a good douchebag. He is an awesome bad guy.
He does. The first time I ever saw the guy, he was playing a bad guy on a TV show called Wise Guy in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And Eleanor Tomlinson was Princess Isabel, who I looked up and I don't know her from anything. I think she might have been on a Doctor Who that I have yet to see.
Possible.
So, it starts out with a really crappy animated opening sequence. Sorry.
Why are you sorry?
And by the way, the giants look totally fake in this movie. I wasn't impressed.
No, me either.
Especially that two-headed giant. I was expecting more out of Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
The man who made Wolverine's claws work and Superman fly and Superman Returns. Nope. So you know the story. Jack gets screwed over for some beans. Magic beans that they're not supposed to get wet. And what's the first thing you immediately said? Don't get the beans wet.
They're not gremlins.
Yeah. Now, I was surprised that the giants sucked, because other than that, the effects are pretty awesome. Like the whole beanstalk growing effect with the house, that was cool.
Yeah.
And the giants looked fake. I wrote again for the third time. Stanley Tucci's a dick. He gets this crown that makes him king of the giants, and then immediately makes Obi-Wan Kenobi and the princess get captured.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, what the hell?
And then he turns Obi-Wan into a pig in a blanket.
That was a cool effect. That was the actual pigs?
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I didn't see the pigs at first.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my god, it's an Obi-Wan burrito. And then there was the pig. And I was like, oh, he's picking a blanket. I wouldn't mind some Obi-Wan burrito myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? What? Did that just happen?
I'm hungry. What? It's the hunger speaking.
It's the hunger speaking. What else? You guys want to add anything else before I...
I loved that the giant's little minions were named Fee, Fi, Fo, and Funk.
Yes.
I thought that was adorable.
So did I.
That's just about the only good thing I could say about this movie, I think.
I enjoyed Ewan McGregor. He was good.
With what he was given, yes.
I thought that it dragged on at the beginning. I was waiting and waiting. Like, come on. Yeah. I almost stopped watching it and, like, went to do something else.
Well, funny story.
I was like, are we going to come clean on this one?
Yeah, let's come clean. We got a shitty copy of it.
Yeah.
So, about half an hour away from the end, it stopped working. Today, I threw it back in and got another 10 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm a little bit further in than
you. Because we had to put it on a USB stick, and our media player didn't want to fast-forward. It was fast-forwarding, like, at 2 times the speed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so I'm going to sit here for 45 minutes waiting for the... And then, so I fast-forwarded a little bit, and I hit play, and it started over from the beginning. So even if I would have waited the 45... No. And I'm sitting there messing with the remote, and it was like, no, I'll just read the wiki. And no, I haven't.
I read the wiki and watched another 10 minutes. The effect of the beanstalk coming down was pretty awesome, too.
Yes.
I liked that. That was cool. So I wondered, what's going to happen when they chop that giant thing down? And it wreaked havoc.
See what you did there?
I did enjoy the part where they threw bees in the giant's mask.
I did as well.
It was the best bee-related death since Macaulay Culkin in My Girl.
Wicker Man.
Oh, no, bees. Yeah, it did drag a little bit. And did he wind up with the princess at the end?
Of course.
Because they made a big deal of how he wouldn't be allowed to, even if he...
Yep, his dad, or her dad, let them be together. And the very end of the movie is actually shows him telling the story to his kids. He's got a son and a daughter laying in bed. And he's telling them the same story that their parents told them about Jack and the Beanstalk. And then it goes to modern day. And I guess they took the crown and they covered it with, like, new metals and jewels. And it's actually sitting in the Tower of London.
Oh.
And a little boy walks up, like he's with a school tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like Stanley Tucci's son.
I don't know.
Whatever the name is.
Right.
And he says, Roderick, let's go. And it's almost like he knows that that's the crown.
Oh.
And he wants it. So it's really weird.
Like they set it up for a sequel that's never going to happen?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes.
Jack 2, Back in the Hood.
But, I mean, for me, the end was the best part. I'm sorry you missed it.
I kind of want to go back and watch the end now. I'm not going to lie.
It had the most excitement in it and the most... Yeah, I mean, it was the best part for me. Like, the first hour was, like, what the hell?
The first hour of selling his horse and cart goodness.
The monk screwing him over, you know.
I heard there was a cool effect where he threw a bean down a giant's throat. Did that happen?
Yes. That's how he killed the main giant guy that went into the castle and tried to kill everybody.
Okay.
It went into his stomach, and once it hit the fluid, it sprouted.
Don't get it wet.
Cool.
That's how said giant guy.
I watch Gremlins now.
That's what you said. We should do a Gremlins show, which I haven't seen in a million years.
My God, yeah.
I've never seen Gremlins 2, so...
I don't remember much about that.
So one of the voices of the two-headed... giant was Bill Nye, not the science guy, the other one.
Nighy,
yeah.
Honestly, I like
the
science guy.
And let's not forget the cameo by superstar Warwick Davis in the little play at the beginning.
Yes.
Little Ewok Warwick Davis. Oh, goodness. I was expecting so much more out of Bryan Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot.
That was a pretty big disappointment.
Yes.
It was not worth all the hype.
No. It was pushed back a year, too, wasn't it? I remember reading so. That it was supposed to be out early last year, and then at the last minute, it was like, oh, we'll wait till next year. Maybe they were trying to make the Giants look faker?
Maybe?
I don't know, I've seen realistic giant things in movies. Like, they should have gotten good special effects people to work on it.
Yeah.
They were busy.
Epic fail.
Yes, epic fail. Bryan Singer, redeem yourself with X-Men Days of Future Past, or I will lose faith in you, sir. So that's why I'm only giving it 2 out of 5 Obi-Wan burritos.
I'm giving it 2 out of 5 don't get them wet beans.
I'm going to give him 3 out of 5 giant controlling crowns.
All right.
Just because I just love Obi-Wan. Love Ewan McGregor.
Cool.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we come back. We'll just BS with Kimmy for a few minutes, and then it'll be all good. So we'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
This week's movie talk, we're here with Kimmy, who I believe is on her third appearance. First without Ryan? No, Ryan was only one of them.
Yeah, Ryan was one of them.
Okay.
And then I had Hunter and Kristen.
Yeah. Now, we were talking, another one we'll probably watch someday is Snow White and the Huntsman. Did you ever see that one?
Not yet.
Okay. It's Thor and Ugly Twilight Girl?
Yeah, I'd watch it more so for Thor than Ugly Twilight Chick.
Yeah, he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing is, I think he got paid more for that than he did the Avengers.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
ridiculous.
I think we kind of got you sucked into going to wanting to go to the Fan Expo. Because you were looking through the flyer before we came down here.
I know. I still want to go. So many good people there.
You actually got to go to an hour of the Niagara Falls Comic Con?
Yeah, not even an hour. I think 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
For $25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I would have let you in for free at that point.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm not in charge of Niagara Falls Comic Con, though. Did you get to see anything cool in the 45 minutes?
Yeah, I got to see some cool stuff. I stood and I irate Jason David Frank for about a good 20 minutes of that.
There you go.
So did Hunter. Kidding, Hunter.
I've always had a big crush on him from Power Rangers. I used to watch that when I was in high school.
So I guess there's some big Power Rangers anniversary movie coming out. And he's coming back for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they announced that at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm sorry, Kath. I'll try not to mention it so much.
I know they also said that they're maybe coming to Hamilton. I know the Blue Ranger is going to be at the Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
David Yost or whatever his name is. I'm a Power Ranger.
I don't know. I don't know if I was just too old when it came out. 20 years, though. 20 years ago. I never watched it.
See, I watched it every morning before going to school. I was in high school. Two younger sisters. It came on. I watched it. I got hooked.
Okay.
He was good looking. It's the only reason. Had a little green Power Ranger.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. I never would have pictured that.
Yeah. You're also looking at the same girl who had New Kids on the Block dolls and took one of the Barbies and colored it black and called it Biscuit. I didn't have the Biscuit bodyguard doll.
You're hilarious.
I have no words.
Thank you.
Biscuit,
yeah.
Wow.
That's all in the past.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were cool.
I am.
You are.
Maybe I wasn't, but I am.
I'm just teasing. So, when you were looking through the flyer, was there anyone in particular you'd be really excited to meet at that one?
Or? Oh, God, there were so many people. I'm a loser, though. I mean, I was looking at the sports people and pretty excited over them as well.
First year they're doing that, actually. I'm excited the Blue Jays from the 93 World Series are going to be
Robbie Alomar.
Right. Yeah.
I loved him. I loved him to pieces. I mean, Hulk Hogan.
Hogan was going to be there, too.
She's not that good looking.
I know. I don't like her. And his son who killed someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first year they're doing the sports stuff, and David Hasselhoff's going to be there with Kit the Car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, like I said, I was totally against going this year, and then just the people they have come and...
Jason Priestley and Luke Perry.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite 90210 people.
Have you seen Call Me Fitz yet?
No, I have not.
I'm going to recommend that one to you because that's the show that actually got me to think that Jason Priestley was cool.
Oh, really?
It's a recent show. He's pretty much an a-hole on it. He's a used car salesman. And he likes to drink and do drugs and he likes his women. And he swears a lot.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Luke Perry, has he worked in a while? Because I don't remember when I saw him last.
I thought he played a bad guy or some cult person on a show. I want to say he played a cult leader on one of the shows I used to watch. I don't know if it was CSI or Criminal Minds or something. He was a cult
leader. Those are the shows I do not watch.
Yeah, it was a while ago, though.
Because I remember when he left 90210 originally, and he came back later on, he left to do movies, and he was at the beginning of, why am I drawing a blank, the Bruce Willis movie, Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm.
Or pretty much, if you blinked, you missed him.
See, but I enjoyed the movie he did, 8 Seconds, about the bull rider who got killed.
Oh, okay. Did they show that?
He was on Body of Proof. Is that the one you were thinking of?
No, I don't watch that show. There was a different one.
He refused to be on the new 90210.
I don't blame him for that, though. Kind of want to get away from that.
He's been working.
He's not no Ian Ziering. It's
not necessarily.
I was going to say, I hate to bring that up again, but... Do yourself a favor.
He was on Community?
Really?
Luke Perry was?
That's what it says.
I don't remember that.
He's been working. He was on Raising Hope.
I want to say he was on Criminal Minds.
And Jeremiah?
CSI.
Oh, that was the Malcolm Jamal Warner sci-fi show.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm not seeing CSI or anything on here, though. But he's been consistently working, just stuff that
small parts.
Nobody's watching.
I think it's cool that they're coming back this year because last year they both canceled at the last minute.
Yeah.
And I've never seen someone who canceled come back. So, I mean, that was nice of them at least. Mm-hmm. I think we need a Sharknado follow-up with Luke Perry. That's right, I said it.
You did. Out loud. People heard you.
David Silver needs to get work, too.
I was going to say, they could have Shannon Doherty play the shark in the next one.
Oh, so the shark's eyes would be different levels on there.
Yeah.
Rude. Funny.
She's not proportionate.
She's not.
She's ugly.
She is.
I don't like her.
I like her.
I couldn't tell.
Is ugly as well. I never liked her.
I liked Andrea Zuckerman.
I just felt bad for Tori Spelling, because she looked like her parents.
Yes, true.
she didn't have a chance.
Oh, Aaron Spelling. No.
Moms know that not that big of a prize either.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Oh, yeah, you watched those shows.
I watched Tori Spelling's shows. I think she's funny. I want to read her books.
She's not going for.
But, and she's gotten better looking with age. Mm-hmm. Like, she's grown into her eyes, I think, is the problem.
Nice.
Just saying.
You're terrible.
Her eyes would be perfect on Stewie Griffin's face.
Oh.
Her kids are adorable.
That's a good thing. What the deuce?
Gotta come from her husband, then.
Wow.
The one with the normal eyes.
Wow. So, getting a little off topic, we're actually going to go see a movie for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah.
This weekend, and you're coming back to review it, right?
Of course.
So, The Wolverine, which I remember you had a thing for him back in 2000 when the first X-Men movie came out.
Yeah.
So, it's full circle.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see this.
I've heard good things. Apparently, this is the Wolverine movie we've all been looking for.
Mm.
I'm looking so.
Okay, Sue's shaking her head.
I'm looking forward to the nap.
She's not kidding.
I'm just saying. It's going to happen.
Wow.
We'll plunk her in the middle, and we'll each take turns keeping her awake.
Jabbing me?
Jabbing you.
I'll give you each a chopstick.
Making you drink Red Bull. So, we're messaging a little bit about, like, possible future movies to go to. Mm-hmm. Did you see Kick-Ass at all?
No, I still have to watch that.
Okay. Because there's Kick-Ass 2 coming out. Mm-hmm. And then, well, Thor 2 is out in the fall.
Yep, I'm glad to see that one.
Cool.
What else is coming out?
Oy, I think that's it for superhero movies this year.
Yeah.
Next, we were talking a bit before the show, next April there's Cap 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and the new X-Men within a 3 or 4 week span, which is insane.
Uh-huh.
So
we're going to go nuts watching movies.
You think that's bad?
We get so much sleep.
Summer of 2015 already? So they announced the Superman Batman movie. We also have Avengers 2, Ant-Man, the new Star Wars movie,
and Finding Dory.
And Finding Dory, like everything.
I want to see Finding Dory.
I wonder why the new Minions movie's coming out.
Next year.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen this Minions movie yet.
It's awesome. You have to see it.
I liked the first one. It made me cry, though.
Second one did the same thing. Really good still, though. Really
okay. Good.
See, for the first one, I had no idea Jason Segel was the voice of Vector.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Very nasally. He did a good job. Or Russell Brand as Dr. Nefario.
I don't think I knew that one.
Yeah, Russell Brand, Dr. Nefario.
You should know that. You love him.
Yeah, I don't think I don't remember if I knew that.
You know what? I think he'd make a good Batman villain. I don't know who, but... Or maybe he could be the next James Bond.
Ugh.
No?
I still can't get the image out of my head of him in the Sarah Marshall movie. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I just picture him in that, and yeah, that's ruined me for him being in much else. Just not that type of movie.
Okay. So Despicable Me 2 is a good recommendation then?
Yes. Okay. I enjoyed it a lot.
Cool. Because I did like the first one, even though it made me cry. But anything with kids in it now that I'm a dad, forget about it. Yeah. Like, I've gone on record about Toy Story 3, where I was crying so hard I couldn't breathe.
Oh.
And it was at that point I realized, I hope the lights don't come on right now. I think Diana was laughing at me, too. I don't remember, but, Daddy, you're weird.
That's like, I watched the movie with Cassie. I watched the Wolverine movie, the first one, the Origins movie.
Yeah.
And when the chick died, Cassie cried.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. The kid never cries at anything. It just blew my mind that she cried at.
She has emotion!
You know what movie made me bawl my eyes out? Me and Trish were watching it, and Cassie laughed at us. It was Bolt. You see the cartoon?
I still haven't seen that one. Diana's seen it, I think.
No, we started to watch it and she got bored of it.
Oh, okay.
I cried my eyes out at one part. Like, we were sobbing, me and Trish. It was bad.
Oh, man.
Cartoons can make me cry.
I cried at Wreck-It Ralph.
It happens, yeah. Oh, me too. Me too.
Mm-hmm. That was such a good movie, too.
Yeah. I can't watch cartoons, they make me cry.
It's true.
I've never seen Up. Have you seen that one?
Don't! Oh my God!
If you don't want to cry, then don't go see that one.
Oh my God!
It's good though. It's a great
really
movie.
Good movie. But the first 4 minutes, take these Kleenex with you.
Oh.
Bring back the empty box so I can put it in recycle. Oh my God! And we were at the drive-in when we saw it.
Yeah.
So it's not like we had Kleenex around. So it was like scrounging in the dark for napkins and everything because it's like. Like, heaving. I was crying so hard.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And I love...
Great movie.
I love that there's, like, a meme going around that shows, like, little images from the beginning of that. And it was, like, Up told the greatest love story of all time in 4 minutes, and Twilight couldn't manage to do that in 4 movies. Huh. It's true! I only saw the first one. It wasn't good. But yeah, Up. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then
great movie.
And then I was like, okay, I've seen it. I know what happens. I can watch this again. It was on like Movie Network or something. And I started watching it and I was like, oh my God, I can't handle it. Yeah.
Did you start crying before the parts came up because you knew they were coming?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
for me, that's Armageddon.
Oh, yes.
When he's playing with the animal crackers?
No.
Do you lose it at that part?
The Bruce Willis part?
I lose it at Animal Crackers because I know,
what's
like...
coming?
It's so sweet.
No, yeah. To me, it's the part where Bruce Willis is talking to his daughter he's crying because he never cries in his movies, ever. Except in Die Hard when he steps in the glass.
That's a different kind of crying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that movie has about 2 or 3 parts that make me cry. That and at the end... when the little boy's running and says, gets me every time, too.
What made me cry the other day? And you were like, are you crying? I'm like, bye.
Oh,
I don't know why I sound like a Dalek when I say that.
It wasn't Doctor Who, was it?
No.
Although, again, the episode we watched yesterday made me tear up because there was a kid involved.
Yeah. I know I was reading Entertainment Weekly about Cory Monteith, and I started welling up, and I'm like, I'm reading a damn magazine. Stop it.
I've cried at comic books before, though.
Mm-hmm.
The worst for me sometimes is commercials, too. They get those commercials, and it's like 30 seconds, but they put the right stuff in there, and tears.
Yep.
I'm horrible for the Folgers commercial, and they started replaying it. It's a Christmas one. Bobby comes home from college. Everybody's still sleeping. He starts making the coffee, and everybody wakes up, and they're all surprised that he's there. Lose my shit every time. And, like, that was from when I was a kid. Like, I was 14 or so when that commercial started playing. They still play it every once in a while now. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know he was coming home, and he's home, and everybody's so happy to see him. Freaking Folgers commercials and AT&T commercials.
Yeah.
Don't make long-distance calls. I will cry at you. Apparently. And this is why I need to sleep through movies, because if I don't, I will just cry.
Have you ever cried at a superhero movie? Or are you always asleep for those?
I don't remember. remember crying at a superhero movie.
Okay.
I could be very wrong, but I don't remember crying at any superhero
movies. I'm trying to remember, too, if I ever did.
Me, too. I'm trying to think.
Is Up a superhero movie? Because I cried at
that one. Might as well be. No, that's a good one. Watch it, but make sure you have
crying
equipment. I'll watch it alone so that Nick doesn't laugh at me, because he always laughs at me when I cry.
You would have cried when you watched Riverdale, Return to Riverdale, but only because of how bad it was.
Yeah. Watch it with Nick, and I challenge him not to cry.
Yeah.
He doesn't know this, but...
Challenge accepted.
He will cry, like... Yeah. That is all.
Oh, Kathy.
Yeah, it's true.
I hope there's no crying at the Wolverine.
I might.
That would be interesting.
Oh,
Wolvie.
The same guy who we worked with on Kate and Leopold is the director of the Wolverine. I didn't know that till today. Yes, so maybe he'll have Hugh Jackman say Rich Creamery Butter in this one
as well. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
That would be the best Easter egg ever.
And there'll probably be Easter eggs. I know there is supposedly a real awesome end of the credits scene, which is leading into the X-Men.
So there's actually an app for the iPhone that tells you what movies have end of credit scenes.
That's cool. Good. That would help. Would have helped us a million times.
It's not
a
free app. I'm opening up the App Store right now. It's less than $5. And I'm seriously considering buying it just so I have it.
It's good to know when you're supposed to keep watching. Nothing worse than trying to fast forward through stuff or wait for stuff. And it's like, oh, nothing.
So every time we wait at the movie theater or at home movies, whatever, we look for what's called a stinger at the end. Mm-hmm. And we call it the, do you think there's going to be a fat Ben Stiller dancing at the end because of Dodgeball. Anything after the movie credits, 99 cents. Oh, and then there's after credits, which is free from a different company. Huh. So that's on the iPhone. I don't know about Android, but I'm going to have to get this. I want to see what the
difference
is.
Yeah, it might be a good investment.
99 cents.
Yeah.
A must-have app for those heading to movies this blockbuster season.
And there's a lot of blockbuster this year.
Nobody's rated it yet. That makes me
the
scared.
App?
No yeah. reviews, no nothing?
No reviews on the 99 cent one. Oh. No, it's got 5 stars. But nobody's actually written a review.
Mm. Cool.
And then the free one has no ratings. Huh. I'll get the free one.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, you'll do some research on that and talk about it on a future show. And maybe you'll get it and tell us how great it is. If it
actually works. Installing it right now.
Oh, you're getting it. Cool.
And then we'll see if it works. Oh, this free one that I'm downloading called After Credits will tell you if it's during the credits or after the credits.
Huh.
So if there's just a during credit scene, but you don't have to wait all the way till the end.
What if it's just people eating shawarma?
That's an after credits.
I still liked that. That still made me laugh.
You'll laugh when you see the Iron Man 3 end of credits, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all pretty right. funny. All right, so that's going to be it for the show, and thanks for coming back and recommending those movies.
Sorry, one of them was a disappointment, but hey.
You didn't make the movie.
No.
Yeah.
Not holding this against you.
You're not Mrs. Bryan Singer.
Yet.
That would be awesome, though.
So I guess we'll see you in a week or two when you come back to help us review The Wolverine.
For sure.
So that'll be awesome and cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time on the Movie Talk.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.